Emissions Free, a hockey RPF fanfiction written by Light Gets In and read by Lynchy, otherwise known as Jizz, a Love Story. It was always surprising when someone acted like Gino didn't know Sid was weird. He spent the majority of his waking and sleeping hours with Sid. Was he not supposed to know? At a certain point, it started pissing Gino off. Because when people said things like, "Dude, how have you not noticed that Sid gets upset if he doesn't have the right kind of bread for his 505 sandwich?" What they really meant was that Sid was a pain, and if Gino didn't think so, he just hadn't noticed yet. The truth was, Gino noticed. He noticed all of it, from the horrifying, ugh, jockstrap, ugh, to the sweet, the way Sid had to text his sister after every one of her games. Some of it was inconvenient, most of it was inexplicable. A bit of it was annoying as hell, a lot of it was endearing. And it just was Sid. It wasn't a thing Gino put up with or worked around. It was the texture of Sid's weird, wonderful mind. So, Gino noticed the condom thing, but he didn't really care. Honestly, for the first few months, he was just so happy to be getting into Sid's pants that he went along with what Sid wanted without thinking much about it. Sid wanted condoms for blowjobs. Well, that was the scrupulously right way to do it that most people forgot about, so sure. Sid wanted condoms for handjobs. Well, it cut down on the mess anyway. Sid wanted to put a condom on himself when Gino was fucking him. Okay, that was odd, but Gino was fucking him, so he really, sincerely, from the heart, did not want to rock the boat. He brought it up halfway through the season, late one night in an Ottawa hotel room. "Was last condoms," he said, climbing back into bed. Sydney rolled into his chest, grumbling faintly. "We can get more tomorrow." Gino ran his fingers through Sid's curls. He loved how Sid burrowed into his shoulder, the proprietary way he plumped Gino's biceps like a pillow before resting his head on them.
"Or not get," Gino said idly, thinking out loud. "Could try with that, maybe."
"No!" Sid said. Gino scooted back, ducking down to see his face. Sydney looked appalled.
"Okay," Gino said. "Not trust me?"
It came out pretty incredulous, because Gino knew he had plenty of faults as a player, a countryman, a son, a boyfriend, but inconstancy was not one of them. Not in general, and specifically not with Sid, ever. "What?" Sid said. "Of course I trust you."
"But need condoms," Gino said carefully. "Sid, I not with anyone but you, and not anyone at all for months before you."
Sid's face cleared, like he'd just figured out what they were talking about. "Of course you're not cheating on me," he said, glaring like it was offensive of Gino to even bring it up. It was less warming when he added, "When would you have the time?"
"Also don't want to," Gino pointed out.
"And that," Sid agreed, smiling faintly.
"Have it good right now,"
Gino continued, and patted Sid's bare ass. "You just want me for my body," Sid said. Gino said salaciously.
"Hooky ass, hooky thighs."
He would have continued with further eloquence upon the subjects of Sydney's back, his arms, a detour for his chest, and the grand finale of his shoulders, but there was suddenly some kissing to do.
"So," Gino said some time later. Sid was on top of him, nuzzling at the skin under his ear. "You know I not cheat, but want condoms.
Sid paused. Haven't we talked about this?
No, Gino said.
Would definitely remember.
Huh. I guess we haven't. Sid sighed gustily. You know, sometimes I'm surprised that you're not actually in my head with me. That socked Gino in the lungs, completely out of left field. That a man so insular, so self-sufficient, would allow Gino so close and want him there. It was perhaps the most romantic thing Sydney had ever said to him.
Tell me, Gino said softly.
I don't like semen, Sid said. Gino cocked his head. Smell bad? He hazarded. Because, well, it was sometimes true.
Or taste?
Not really, and I wouldn't know, Sid said. It's just, I don't like it. On my hands or anywhere on me, it's...
His fingers opened and closed helplessly.
It's slippery and warm and just... He broke off again, apparently too disgusted to continue.
Huh, Gino said, processing that. Okay, want blankets? Should sleep.
They had room service breakfast the next morning because neither of them was feeling particularly social.
You have sweat on you lots, Gino said over his eggs. Blood sometimes. Vaseline. You not like?
Sydney paused with his fork in midair.
It's not good, he said. Sweat's okay. When I'm bleeding, I'm usually thinking of other stuff. Vaseline's... He made a face. I don't, if I can help it. Or lotion.
Or lube,
Gino said, connecting the dots.
Right. That's why I wash it off fast. It's not as bad when it's room temperature stuff, though.
Huh,
Gino said, and reached for his coffee. He played cards with Nilsi and Paulie in the back of the plane on the flight home.
Deal out,
he said between hands, and got up. Flower and Sid were towards the front, with Flower on the aisle and Sid at the window.
Switch for a minute,
Gino said, tapping Flower. Flower looked at him, then at Sid, oblivious under his headphones. I am such a nice guy, he said, and got up. Gino sat down and poked Sid in the side.
Sid,
he said. Sid flicked at his iPod, scowling.
Flower back in a minute, Gino said, anticipating an objection. Have question.
What?
Gino leaned in.
When you jerk off alone, use condom?
Sid nodded. Yeah, he said. Ever since I left home and could get them. I tried without in the shower, but... He made a sad face. It never washed away quick enough and ruined, you know.
Okay, Gino said, and stood up.
He stepped out into the aisle to see Flower and Tanger huddled together in the row behind Sid. They had clearly been eavesdropping.
What the fuck?
Flower moaned, hands over his face.
Own fault, Gino said. Should not listen in. Think about life, think about choices.
And then he went back to his card game.
Sid,
Gino said, jogging down the stairs 2 days later.
You not like jizz. Is like shoe thing or like chunky peanut butter thing?
Sydney had strong feelings about his shoes, but he grudgingly acknowledged that manufacturers continued to issue updated models every few months, so his running shoes were never quite the same, even though he always bought the same brand and style. Chunky peanut butter, on the other hand, was inviolate. You did not fuck with the chunky peanut butter. Gino could work with shoes. Peanut butter? Not so much. Sydney looked up from the entryway table where he was digging for his keys. It's not like the peanut butter thing, he said. I won't... He made a gesture that Gino assumed was supposed to indicate the way not having his peanut butter was like loosing Godzilla on his mental landscape. It's more like... He trailed off, brow furrowing. Think about it, Gino said. Sure, Sid said, and scooped up his keys. Come on. An hour and a half later, Sid turned neatly on his skates when Coach blew the whistle at the end of 5-on-5 practice. I got it, he shouted down the ice at Gino. It's like the M&M's thing. When he was younger, Sydney had been violently averse to brown M&M's, to the point where he didn't even like eating the other colours that had touched the brown ones. Gino had no idea how it had started. He suspected some boarding school-related teenage neurosis flaming out of control. Talbot and Flower once spent an entire Friday night dyeing brown M&M's other colours with food colouring and then told Sid about it only after he'd eaten half the bowl. Sid had gotten red-faced and furious, and to this day, he didn't often eat the brown ones, particularly when he was stressed out. But the prank seemed to have short-circuited the operatic intensity of the aversion, and Gino knew, Sid had told him, that he was actually grateful. Good, Gino shouted back, beginning to grin. He brought it up again that weekend. They didn't have a Saturday game, so they spent the night on the couch, alternately watching Game of Thrones and making out. So, about jizz, Gino said, and Sid cracked up. Yes, Sid said, stifling his giggles and attempting to look serious. We tried something without condom, Gino asked. Something easy. Like what? Gino was ready for this. Like I jerk you off, he said. It's really hard to do without getting some on me, Sid said. Gino pondered. Get on me instead. You... He gestured. Hands and knees, me underneath, get all over me. I like that. Sydney bit his lip, thinking about it. I don't know, he said uneasily. Just seeing it is enough sometimes. No porn, Gino said mournfully, following that to its logical conclusion. Eh, Sid said, shrugging. I never minded. That made a certain amount of sense. Off the ice, Sid was not a visual person. He had to touch things to get them, which was a problem when he really didn't want to touch them.
So, coming on me, not okay?
No, Sid said slowly. A determined light was coming into his eyes. But I bet there's something. Let me think about it. A few weeks later, Gino was awakened by Sid bouncing onto the bed fresh from the shower, his hair still dripping.
Sid, Gino said, blinking confusedly. Go running?
I did. Sydney pulled the covers down and straddled him. You were really out, so I let you sleep. Gino stretched, wondering what he had done to merit such mercy. Sydney's fingers were walking thoughtfully up his chest. Hey, he said, tilting his head. You wanna? Gino said, just to mess with him. Sid's eyes narrowed. Sex, he said. Now.
Twist my arm, Gino said,
and pulled Sid down on top of him. So, Sid said a few minutes later. They were on their sides, tangled up, rutting lazily against each other. I was thinking.
Yes,
Gino said, kissing down his neck. I think you could come in my mouth, Sid said consideringly.
Gino sat up. Really?
Then he paused.
How is better than hands? He asked, perplexed.
Sid shrugged. It's not on me, he said. So I think it might be okay, but there are conditions.
Of course conditions, Gino said,
and folded his hands attentively.
It has to be in my mouth, Sid said firmly. Not anywhere else. So, Sid swallow? Gino asked.
Sydney nodded.
Yeah, I'll swallow. I don't think I could... Gino!
Gino laughed, taking his hand off his dick.
Sid talk dirty to me. Can't help, he said.
And Sid scowled fiercely.
Okay, okay. Serious. Come in mouth. I do that. Anything else?
Not on my face, Sid stressed.
Like, not at all. Got it.
And I'm not saying I'll like it, Sid added. This might be a one-time deal, or a once-a-year deal.
Right, Gino said. Like, special exception jelly in playoffs.
Gino was so ready for this jelly.
Exactly.
Sid looked relieved. There was a brief silence, into which Gino plaintively said,
Blowjob now?
Yeah, Sydney said, and went for it. No hesitation, no foreplay.
Gino groaned, arching up into his mouth.
It had been a really long time since anyone had done this for him without a condom. Sydney's mouth was plush and wet. Sydney worked his lips halfway down, the flat of his tongue rubbing. Then he sucked and swallowed and went,
huh,
with his mouth full.
Okay,
Gino asked, already out of breath. Sid came up with a pop. That's really different, he said, sounding surprised.
Skin,
Gino said, somewhat incoherently.
Better than plastic.
I like your skin, Sid said, and licked him. Then he blew Gino in earnest, one hand stabilizing the base of Gino's dick until Sydney had enough in his mouth to go hands-free. He grabbed onto Gino's thighs, squeezing as his mouth slid down and his throat worked. He didn't like spit on his face. Gino had observed that before, but never thought about it. Sid kept getting his lips and chin wet and pulling off to swipe it away with a corner of the sheet.
Hang on, he said after a while. Just a second.
He went for the nightstand and came up with a condom. Gino was just realizing in dismay that the special exception jelly was not so special when Sid tore open the condom and applied it to himself. Okay, he said, rolling back to Gino with one hand already working between his legs. Come here. Gino helped line them up, one hand on the base of his dick, the other in Sid's hair.
So hot,
he said, meaning the blowjob, but also how hot doing this was making Sid. He'd always liked blowing Gino, had from day one, but it didn't always get him hard like that, or make him flush and moan around Gino's dick. Sydney sucked at the head for a while, lips catching deliberately on Gino's foreskin. Then he worked his way down, swallowing Gino an inch at a time, with his eyes closed in apparent bliss.
Fuck, Sid,
Gino said, rolling his hips. Sid came up with a pop, fast enough to make Gino's dick bounce off his belly. Remember what I said. Sid all but pointed a stern finger at him. Come in my mouth.
I promise, Gino said. I come in your mouth. Swear, Sid, please.
Sid took a huge breath and went back to it. And he meant business. He bobbed his head fast, not stopping for the spit on his chin or Gino's erratic thrusts at the back of his throat. Or, it seemed, to breathe.
Almost, Gino warned, clinging to Sid's curls for dear life.
Sid, almost.
Sid groaned, hungry and low. And that was it. Gino's teeth snapped closed, and he grabbed Sid's neck with his free hand, urging him down. Sid went, and Gino came. He was worried, dimly, that it would be too much. But Sid had clearly thought about this. Jesus. He took the first pulse deep in his mouth. Gino whined as Sid's throat fluttered. Then Sid eased up, sucking steadily, until Gino finished with a few last spurts over his tongue. Sid sat up. His lips were pressed tight, his mouth working as he tried to swallow all of it without choking or losing a single drop. Gino watched, wide-eyed, as Sid swallowed, jerking his dick with both hands, and swallowed again, and came.
Okay?
Gino asked hopefully a few minutes later, when Sid had returned from the bathroom.
Yeah, Sid said thoughtfully. He stretched out next to Gino, his hands behind his head.
That was... I liked that.
Me too,
Gino said, and Sid giggled. They lapsed into silence, and then Sid said,
I didn't think it'd be so hot.
Hmm?
Gino said encouragingly. It was like... I mean, it didn't taste good, Sid said. But I liked doing it. Doing it for you.
Do it for me anytime. Gino said gravely. I do for you, yes?
Sure, Sid said.
And other things?
Gino asked.
We fuck without condom?
Sid's eyebrows came together. There's no way that won't be messy, he said.
I lick,
Gino suggested.
Chunky peanut butter, Sid said instantly.
Okay,
Gino said. And took his hand. The end. You've just finished listening to Emissions Free. If you enjoyed the story, please leave Light Gets In some feedback at Archive of Our Own. And if you enjoyed my reading of the story, please leave me some feedback at lunchy.dreamwith.org or also on Archive of Our Own. The music used in this recording was Physical, sung by the cast of Glee featuring Olivia Newton-John. And finally, some reader free talk. Hi, it's Lunchy. I hope you enjoyed the story. I thought it was a lot of fun, and it managed to be simultaneously hilarious and also very, very hot and also very, very nice because there's a lot of negotiation concerning sex acts. And I mean, that's just hilarious in itself because it's Sidney Crosby. But I thought that Light Gets In did this very masterfully, and I thought it would be a really great fic to podfic, and on one hand, like, I don't regret it. On the other hand, oh my god, there's so... Gino speaks so much in this, and it's terrible for me. I gave up at one point because I basically had done, like, 5 minutes straight
of me going hockey ass, hockey thighs in Gino's quote unquote accent, like hockey ass, hockey thighs. And it was just like, it was just so bad. It was so terrible. And I just thought, is this it? Am I going to give up on this podfic because I just can't do this line? And honestly, I agonized about it. So I just chose the least terrible take that I could get and just stuck it in there and just like, well, you know what? If they flay me alive, I agree with them, basically. It's not good, which is really unfortunate because I'm just basically reading and loving all the Sidney Crosby, Yevgeny Malkin fics, and it's breaking my heart to realize that if I want to podfic things, it's going to take me a really long time just because Gino's dialogue is going to be so hard to deal with. And I've come to the realization that I can't be really hung up on whether or not it sounds Russian enough. I just need to be hung up on just make sure it doesn't sound like complete shit, but also reflects the fact that he's a non-native speaker. So there's just no point in me trying to shoot for authenticity or similarity or things like that. It's just not possible. With the variety of ways that people write how Gino speaks, is just not anything near to what I can get my hands on in terms of like Gino's interviews or his acceptance speeches. Although there's a lot of him speaking, there's not a lot of him speaking in the way that people write him. And it's very, very frustrating because you want to do a really good job. At the same time, you have to acknowledge that like there are setbacks and like you kind of have to roll with it. In your head, you're kind of like, oh God, it's failing. I'm really far from what I want to achieve. But I'm going to get over it and just whatever, really. The second thing about this podfic is that I'm trying to make my sound quality a little bit better. So it took me, not only did it take me a lot longer because of Gino's accent, but I'm trying to, I've got like a new setup and it's kind of, it's not as efficient as what I'm used to doing. So I guess if you've listened to any of my other podfics before, if you can see like a, if there is like an increase in quality, please let me know. And if there's not, please let me know, because then I will just go back to how I was doing things before if there's not really a noticeable difference, because it is quite, it's quite complicated. I'm not going to explain the setup to you because that's boring as hell and no one will want to hear me talk about that. But yeah, I'm hoping that it creates better quality in sound. Anyway, the story is just really lovely because you don't really often see a lot of negotiated kink or sex acts or anything like that in fiction, because, you know, the fantasy is no one needs to talk about it and it's always going to be good. So it's always really nice to see fic that deals with the fact that you do have to talk about having sex, because that's the only way you get better. You're not psychic. You can read body cues and things like that, but why not, you know, talk with your partner and see how you can improve things without anybody's feelings getting hurt, of course. Besides the fact that that happens, and it's also hilarious and it's written really, really well, and you get to see, you know, it's like sweetly domestic at the same time that it's uproariously funny. So I hope to have given you a nice listening experience while you've been experiencing the story. And that's all from me. Have a great day. See ya.